This is John's Gem number 43, based on chapter 10, verses 11 to 15. I am the Good Shepherd. Now we come to one of the most well-known things Jesus said. He compared himself to a shepherd, a good shepherd. From what he goes on to say, he uses the word good mainly because he is prepared to die for the sheep. This is the first time Jesus has made any allusion to his death in John's Gospel. We have to be careful here. We may be so used to thinking of the leaders of Christians as shepherds, which is what pastor means, that we tend to think of Jesus here as simply the top shepherd, the boss shepherd. But Jesus is using the imagery here to emphasize his relationship to his people. He even equates his relationship to his people, that is, to you and me, to his relationship to his Father, to God. That is amazing. Once again, we are seeing the difference between their way of thinking, dominated by their significance to them of the small group to which they belonged, and our Western way of thinking, where the individual is much more important than anyone else or any group of people. We are, of course, fully entitled to our culture, and there is nothing much we can do to escape from it, but we must make every effort to grasp hold of the full import of this teaching of Jesus. We have seen it again and again in many different sorts of comments and metaphors throughout this gospel. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd," and then goes on immediately to say that he will lay down his life for the sheep. This leads us to some important made-up words for the way the gospel should be presented. First, we get Christocentric, which clearly emphasizes that our gospel must be centered on Christ. Then we get Christocentric, which says that our gospel must be centered on the crucified Christ. This is important. We must not place the emphasis on the social Jesus by seeking to emulate him in his many good works, important though those are, and our imitation of them is. We must not place the emphasis on his work in outreaching to other people, which we copy in evangelism, not even on his divinity, as that would lead us to try to emphasize his glory in pageants of glorious worship and praise. No, our sole emphasis is to be on the great work that he accomplished on the cross for our redemption, our salvation, our growth in purity and holiness, and our eventual glorification with him in the eternal kingdom. There is nothing in what he did that we can emulate at all. He alone did those things and achieved those purposes. That may seem to be an almost useless abstraction. Should we not concentrate on doing things to the glory of God and the benefit of his kingdom? No. Our central core emphasis must always be on Christ and him crucified. We must be Christocentric. Only Jesus, his death and the resurrection that validated that death, are to lie at the center of our thinking and all our activity. Only then will our motivation be right and acceptable to the Lord God. Then will we be good and obedient sheep at the center of his flock, following his guiding, living the sort of lives as we go in and out of the kingdom pastures that are the best and greatest of all lives to live. Note here how much in this gospel the emphasis falls not so much on sin, though it is a consideration, but on the importance of the continuing life that is opened up for the Christian. as they set out to follow him. Jesus was always looking forward to his followers' futures, not deeply concerned about their pasts. His was an orientation to the future, not the past. Even to the woman caught in adultery, he said, "Go now and leave your life of sin." As we saw last time, Jesus is the gate. He's about us going in and out to find pasture. It is our continuing lives that are now the prime concern of our most gracious Lord. To keep them strong, we must always center and focus all our beings on Christ and him crucified. We must be Crusoe Christocentric in everything.